Welcome to the good stuff here the day before Thanksgiving. Mike, I think we've got some good things for everybody.
I'm going to share life's tug of war.
Oh, that sounds great. And I've got how Thanksgiving Day has changed in modern times. But we've got a few things before we do that.
Well, if your morning cup of coffee just isn't getting the job done lately, sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. Packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belthouse, South Dakota. Visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Cattlemen, save this date, Monday, December 4th, for the TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale, hosted at the ranch east of Valentine. Sell 175 Age Advantage Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered spring bred females, plus the dispersal of our 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with a commercial cattleman in mind, Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine. Or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
Kim, what do you have to share about Thanksgiving?
Well, I've got how Thanksgiving Day has changed in modern times. It's kind of a funny little piece. The Pilgrims started Thanksgiving Day by breaking Thanksgiving bread with the Indians. Today, many Americans enjoy Thanksgiving Day gambling in Indian casinos, losing all their bread. President Truman started the tradition of the President of the United States pardoning the White House turkey as a gesture of goodwill. Starting with President Clinton, after he pardons the turkey, Republicans call for the Attorney General to appoint an independent counsel to investigate why he pardoned the turkey.
That's about right.
Originally, the Pilgrims had Thanksgiving as a day of prayer. Today, Americans still consider it a day of prayer as they pray for their favorite football team to win. And Thanksgiving started as the season to give thanks for our union with our families. Today, we give thanks not just for our families, but for our stepfather's families and our stepmother's families. We celebrate our dysfunctional families as a truly American phenomenon. Just a little humorous side there for Thanksgiving.
Kind of a interesting way to look at things there.
That's right.
I don't know who wrote this, and so if you know the author, please let us know. It's called Life's Tug of War. Life can seem ungrateful and not always kind. Life can pull at your heartstrings and play with your mind. Life can be blissful and happy and free. Life can put beauty in the things that you see. Life can place challenges right at your feet. Life can make good of the hardships that we meet. Life can overwhelm you and make your head spin. Life can reward those determined to win. Life can be hurtful and not always fair. Life can surround you with people who care. Life clearly does offer its ups and its downs. Life's days can bring you both smiles and frowns. Life teaches us to take the good and the bad. Life is a mixture of happy and sad. So, take the life that you have and give it your best. Think positive. Be happy. Let God do the rest. Take the challenges that life has laid at your feet. Take pride and be thankful for each one that you meet. To yourself, give forgiveness if you stumble and fall. Take each day that is dealt you and give it your all. Take the love that you've given and return it with care. Have faith that when needed, it will always be there. Take time to find the beauty in the things that you see. Take life's simple pleasures. Let them set your heart free. The idea here is simply to even the score as you are met and faced with life's tug of war. I don't know the author on that, but I wish I did. It was some pretty good advice there again.
Okay, Mike, how's this? Don't know who sent it in. An atheist was seated next to a dusty old cowboy on an airplane, and he turned to him and said, "Hey, do you want to talk? Flights go quicker if you strike up a conversation with your fellow passenger." The old cowboy, who had just started to read his book, replied to the total stranger, "What would you want to talk about?" "Oh, I don't know," says the atheist. "How about why there is no God, or no heaven, or hell, or no life after death?" As he smiled smugly. "Okay," the cowboy says, "those could be interesting topics, but let me ask you a question first. A horse, a cow, and a deer all eat the same stuff, grass. Yet a deer excretes little pellets, while a cow turns out a flat patty, but a horse produces clumps. Why do you suppose that is?" The atheist, visibly surprised by the old man's question, thinks about it and says, "I have no idea." Cowboy replies, "Do you really feel qualified to discuss God, heaven and hell, or life after death when you don't know crap?"
And that's the good stuff.